So, definitely with this population, you want to be very careful. They already, some of them are already have compromised immune systems, poor circulation. And so if you drop the ball, that wound can easily become infected, or it could be delayed wound healing with that wound.
Hey out there, welcome back to the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. My name is Rob. I will be your host for this episode. Today we're talking about caring for nursing home residents who are fresh from a surgery. So post-op, surgical, wound care, and the like. But we're not having that conversation alone. We had the fabulous Khalila Umaini to walk us through that process. But right now it's time for the Nursing Home Regulation Question of the Week and another opportunity for you to win the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast coffee mug. It's stylish, it's sturdy, it's great for any drink. Trust me. How do you get it, you might ask, or not? Go to TikTok, at Justice for Residents, and find the Question of the Week video. Look for the thumbnail of Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson. Click on Samuel L. Jackson's face and comment your answer, as well as your favorite Samuel L. Jackson movie. My favorite Samuel L. Jackson movie of all time is The Long Kiss Goodnight, starring Gina Davis. That movie, I don't know, is it late 90s? Something like that. It's like the Bourne Identity before The Bourne Identity. Gina Davis is like a secret agent and then gets amnesia and is living this life. And then Samuel L. Jackson's a private investigator. Anyway, the movie is fantastic. Love it. Favorite Samuel L. Jackson movie of all time. So comment your favorite Samuel L. Jackson movie as well as your answer. We'll randomly pick one winner and announce it on Sunday on TikTok and on our website, shinkfirm.com/podcast/giveaway. The coffee mug will ship at the end of the month, but let's get real. No one ever enters to win this contest, and I have 100 of these mugs that I'm drinking out of now. So good luck. All right. Difficulty level this week, folks, is medium hard. If you get this right, you can watch an extra episode of whatever Netflix show that you're binging right now. You get a free episode without feeling guilty about it. Under 42 CFR 483.15B, which outlines the requirement for equal access to quality care, which of the following most accurately reflects a facility's obligation? Is it A, a facility must apply the same policies for transfer, discharge, and services to all residents, regardless of how their care is funded? B, a facility may implement different transfer policies based on whether a resident is a private pay or Medicaid pay, or C, a facility must provide the same amenities to all residents, including non-covered luxury services, to avoid discrimination claims. And that answer is A, the facility must apply the same policies for transfer, discharge, and services to all residents, whether they are funded by Medicare, Medicaid, or privately. All right, folks, now it's time for the meat and potatoes of the episode. As I mentioned, we're talking about post-operative wound care and post-operative care really in general in a nursing home setting. But we're not having that conversation alone. We have Khalila Umaini with us today. Khalila is the founder and principal legal nurse consultant at Veritas Legal Nurse Consultants LLC. With over 15 years of nursing experience, she specializes in perioperative care, patient safety, and medical record analysis. Board certified in both operating room nursing and nurse executive leadership, Khalila brings clinical insight and regulatory expertise to support attorneys in personal injury, medical malpractice, and toxic tort cases, and we're so happy to have her on the show. Khalila, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
So walk me through. We have someone who is gone through some type of procedure, some type of surgery. It's like, so there's going to be some type of wound, okay? And now they've gone to the nursing home for whatever reason, whether it's long-term care or rehab or whatever it is. What are some of that individual's biggest risks that they face at that nursing home?
Okay, so some risk, since they just had surgery in the nursing home, they would be at risk for developing blood clots. Because sometimes after surgery, you may be immobile. Other things that you may be concerned about is infections related to the wound care that should be done with that surgical site. And some other things may be falls. Once again, they just had surgery. Some, depending on their previous conditions that they have before coming in, they may have some dementia that may, or delirium from the anesthesia that may cause some falls after surgery.
What would be, let's talk about the clots, for example. So that being one of the risks, what are some of the things that that nursing home should take into account in order to prevent those clots?
Well, if they're mobile, I would definitely say getting them up out of bed and moving them around. That's the number one thing to help prevent those clots. If there's any medications that they're taking to prevent those clots, we want to make sure that we're giving those medications as scheduled. Some other things is going to be education with the family, education with the patient, if they are able to understand, so that way they can do those leg exercises in the bed to prevent those clots.
What about the fall component? So, I think you mentioned that sometimes, based on the fact that they've just undergone a surgery and perhaps are on some, pain pills and things like that, that falls are a risk. Like, how is the nursing home addressing that risk?
Well, I would definitely go back to their care plan that they have in place, making sure they have the appropriate interventions in place. So if you have it where they are only supposed to get up with assist, you want to make sure they're only getting up with assist. If you have a bed that has bed alarms, you want to make sure those bed alarms are activated. Other things, and then also educating them about making sure that, hey, you just came out of surgery. It might have been some people, it takes up to 24 hours before that general anesthesia is out their system. So reminding them that, hey, make sure you don't get out of bed alone, and we should be assisting you to get out of bed.
Now let's focus on some of the risk with respect to the wound itself from the surgery, if there was one. First, how does the nursing home know how to care for that wound? Is this something that is it a conversation between the surgeon and the nursing home, or how do we know what we're doing once the
So
rest?
those, so every patient goes home with discharge instructions, and in that discharge instructions will be instructions on exactly how often you should be changing that dressing, making sure that you're doing the proper hand hygiene, and then if they're in a nursing home, that physician that's taking over, making sure they have those appropriate orders to ensure that those interventions are taking place as far as the dressing changes.
How would you say in general, if someone kind of drops the ball with wound care, how does that, what effect, if any, would that have on the wound?
So, definitely with this population, you want to be very careful. They already, some of them are already have compromised immune systems, poor circulation. So if you drop the ball, that wound can easily become infected, or it could be delayed wound healing with that wound.
Now, what would be some of the signs that a wound is not being taken care of, or it's not healing appropriately?
So, one key thing is going to be redness, warmth through the area, pain. Those are going to be your earlier signs. In some situations, you may actually have where the wound is starts opening up, or you may start seeing pus coming from the site. Late signs would be like fever. If you start developing a fever, there may be a chance that that wound is getting infected.
So, I guess other than the redness, fever, things like that, like what are some of the other kind of symptoms of a problem or an infection in a typical surgical wound?
Those are going to be your typical signs, the redness, the swelling, the pain, the pus. Those are usually like whenever I have seen people come back for, those are usually the signs they come back through the emergency room for, or the reasons why they're calling after surgery, saying that my it's very red, I'm starting to see some pus coming out of it. Or that it's very, very painful. We know that you should expect some amount of pain from surgery, but at some point that pain should start to dissolve, and some of that tenderness should start to dissolve also.
How long does it typically take for, in general, how long does it typically take an infection from a surgical wound to kind of set in? Are we talking about weeks, days, hours?
So in the hospital setting, when we look at wounds, an infection can develop within the first 30 days. You may start seeing signs of an infection. So it may not always be immediately. Sometimes it may take up to a month. In some procedures like total joints, it can take several months because it may be developing from where the implant was placed in there. So it can be anywhere from a few days to a month or so.
So what are kind of some of the typical or general protocols that a nursing home should be following when they receive a new admit that has a surgical wound?
So you definitely want to assess it. You want to assess that site. You want to know what it looks like to begin with. If there are certain dressing changes that need to be done, you want to make sure you're doing those dressing changes according to those instructions. Also, proper hand hygiene. Making sure that you're washing your hands before you're touching that incision site is very important.
In terms of documentation, what would be important to document from shift to shift or from week to week with respect to a surgical wound?
So you want to document the way that dressing is looking, and you want to document your dressing changes, and you want to document what the incision looks like. Those are very important.
Okay, so that's yes. So in terms of what the incision looks like, kind of what are we documenting? Is it length and width? Is it how many stitches? Is it, you know?
Usually you'll see like skin is approximated, no redness, no tenderness, no pus. But usually what I see is like skin, the skin's approximated with no signs of infection.
I see. And if you had a family in front of you that had a loved one that just went through a surgery and is now in a nursing home, what would you tell them in terms of, you know, some things that they can do to keep their loved ones safe?
Well, I would say you definitely always want to be involved in the care. You should know those discharge instructions, just like the nursing home knows those discharge instructions. You want to be asking them, what does the wound look like? How often are you changing the dressing? What does the dressing changes look like? You want to ensure that those things are happening. And then you may want to ask them, like, what are some things that you would notify me about related to this incision if things were starting to go wrong? That ensures that the team knows what to look for and then that you know to expect when to expect a phone call if that wound starts to look bad.
You mentioned discharge instructions. These are from the hospital where the surgery took place. They're the ones generating that.
Yes, the hospital is generating the discharge.
Okay. Can you kind of break down some of the, I guess, non-wound related signs of infection? So not necessarily redness of the wound or the wound is coming apart, but like, are there any other telltale signs? Because like, for example, like if a family member is, if there's a bandage and they can't see it, they might not know that it's red or that it's dehisced or whatever it is. Like, what are some other indications that it's infected?
So late indications would be like your family member, like being confused. Other signs would be their pain is not under control, or that you notice that they're running fevers. Those are some things that you may see by talking to them or visiting if you can't actually see the wound.
So when we're looking at nursing home residents generally as a population, what puts them more at risk for rehospitalization after surgery?
So rehospitalization, a lot of times patients in the nursing home may have a lot of chronic illnesses. And so anytime that you have anesthesia or you have surgery, some of those chronic illnesses may start to flare up. So definitely that's a concern. Also, just being in that environment, depending on the kind of care that you're receiving, sometimes, as I said before, some of these patients may have dementia, they may have confusion, where they're not able to tell their caregivers what, you know, how they're feeling. So So some of those early signs and symptoms may be missed. And so that can lead to readmission to the hospital.
Well, Kalila, we really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your knowledge with us today.
Well, folks, I hope that you found this episode educational. If you have an idea for a topic that you would like for me to talk about, please let me know. If you have an idea for someone that you would like for me to talk to, please let me know that as well. And please, as always, enter to win the coffee mug, Samuel L. Jackson, favorite Samuel L. Jackson. What other Samuel L. Jackson movies are there that are not Marvel that are really good? What's the one that was like, yes, they deserve to die? That was a good one too. I can't remember the name of that one. Other Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson, what else was he in? I think he was in Coming to America. He was the dude that robbed the McDowells. Was that his first movie? Samuel L. Jackson. Was Coming to America Samuel L. Jackson's first major motion picture? I'm probably going to be super wrong. If anybody loves Samuel L. Jackson, they're probably yelling at me right now. Let's see. Filmography requires its own Wikipedia page. So let's see. Okay. So his first movie on Wikipedia is a movie called Together for Days, which was 1972. Coming to America wasn't until 1988. But, I mean, come on. That's the first time I saw him was that. He was the guy that got beat up with the broom. Eddie Murphy hit him with the broom. Anyway, new episodes of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast come out every single Monday. And with that, folks, we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. Nothing said on this podcast, either by the host or the guest, should be construed as legal or medical advice, nor is intended to create an attorney-client relationship between the host or their guest and the listener. New episodes, for now, are available every other Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on your favorite podcast app, as well as on YouTube and our website, nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. Again, that's nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. See you next time.